I was trained as an art historian. I pick out images, photographs, paintings, cards, ads in the newspaper, and I make connections of history, politics, ethics, religion. The history of images is perhaps the most telling, straightforward way that a society leaves its mark in the world. Advertisements seem trivial to me because I have always considered them self-interested, wanting to sell, to deceive so as to make a profit. But nothing touched me more than my first encounter with a Bull Durham tobacco poster advertisement in the special collection room at Duke University. For the first time, I felt a line had been crossed, a line of dignity and respect, a line of humanity. For there was nothing humanizing in the racist stereotype of an old African-American woman smoking tobacco on a porch in front of her daughter and son. It was not the act of smoking itself that unnerved me, but her bulging eyes, the deformed lips, the tattered dress, and her smile. A smile so grotesque and unseemly that it made me shiver. Ironically, I never thought images could be valuable for what they do not show. But that Bull Durham ad made me ask the question. What was the story of the Southern lady smoking her pipe on the porch? Was she really smiling when the illustrator drew her? Or were the cigarette fumes covering a more painful truth about her life in the South? Social activist William Du Bois called the African-American experience living under the veil. It was, in the South, a color line that separated black men and women from white Americans, in cinemas, in restaurants, in trains, even in schools. It was painted in black and white on road signs, walls, and shop windows in the early 20th century. It was written in the Jim Crow laws that discriminated and disenfranchised the African-American community in the South. The color line created an aura of otherness of the black population, one that is perpetuated in the trading cards, paintings, ads, and films of the New South. The horrors of colonialism, slavery, exploitation, brutality, hatred, or lie beneath the surface, implied by the stereotypes created by the white community in the media. Those animalistic, carnival-like poses, a show to entertain white people, made me reflect on my own privilege, of the many things I take for granted. I have never known what it is like to be singled out in the minority, rejected, oppressed, without sanctuary. I keep coming back to the Bull Durham tobacco ad. I look into the face of the black woman, and I wonder how she felt to see herself. Undignified, made fun of, made ugly, made uncivilized. And then I look at a painting by African-American artist Archibald Maltley of a middle-aged black woman. She is sitting on a chair, mending socks. Quiet, proud, her wrinkled face and hands attest to her hardship in life. And looming in the background, a painting of her former mistress as a slave. Looking at these two representations, I want to say the latter is better, more truthful. But then I realize that both these images of African-American women are necessary. Both the hateful and the dignified are a reminder of what America seeks to become, a land of equality and freedom for all. But it is also a reminder of what is usually left out of the discussion, of what America once was.